high school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness. That is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's broadcast, and thank you for joining us tonight. Things are really shaping up for a fantastic end to the high school basketball season, not only in our state, but in our area. The Midwestern League, we knew it was going to be tough and hard fought coming into the year, but it has exceeded expectations so far. Currently has four teams in the top 10 in the OSAA rankings, five teams in the top 12. It has the number one team in the state in Churchill, who so far has outlasted all of the other contenders in the league. But there's still plenty of time left for things to shift, and one of these teams just below them to take handle of the league heading into the playoffs. And two of those teams play tonight with a chance to do just that. Tonight's Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, the Thurston Colts, playing host to the Crater Comets right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening again, everybody. I'm Alex Braga, and thanks for joining me tonight. Let's start with the home team. Thurston coming off their first ever state title in 2018. And when that happens, the expectations tend to jump. You're no longer a team of upstart kids trying to take down the Giants. You suddenly are the Giant. And playing in that role, they've stubbed their toe a few times this year. They still sit sixth in the state, but they have lost most of the big games they've played this year. Losses to Churchill, Seaside, an upset loss to crosstown rival Springfield, and then a loss to number 7 Willamette on Tuesday. But luckily for them, the schedule allows a chance to atone for early season losses and by getting rematches against those teams later on. So they have home games against both the Lancers and Wolverines still ahead of them, and those will be a good chance for them to regain their footing as the team to beat heading into March. But the one team they did beat in one of those huge Midwestern League matchups this year was Crater. They played them in mid-December and showed the resilience that got them to their state title run last year. They fell down 7 after the first quarter, but responded with a 15-2 run in the second quarter and never really looked back. First-team All-State point guard Isaac Lang was scoreless in the first half. He went off for 18 in the second half. That's kind of the thing about this team that we learned all last year. They are extremely talented, to be certain, but they have a lot of heart, and you can never count them out of any game because they have the ability to beat anyone if they can put together a stretch run like they're capable of. And it's been, you know, the usual suspects for them this year. They're 12-4 in large part because of the play of Lang, but also big man Mason Miller, who has his work cut out for him tonight, which I'll get to. But Miller has had dominant games this season where he has just dominated the glass, been able to score at will inside the key. But they've also had guys like Dejan Alonzo step up for them this year. Trey Bryant scored 10 against Crater in that first matchup. So make no bones about it, they have first-teamers in Lang and Miller, but they are a complete team and a big ask for anybody who faces them. And the cool thing for them that they have in their back pocket heading into March is that they won it all last year, finishing 9-5 in league in third place. So just because you don't win the hardest league in the state doesn't mean you still can't put it together and go on and win a state title. And that's the frustration Crater went through last year, because they did win the league for the first time in a very long time, but then they went up against the Colts in the semifinals and lost. Then they played Churchill in the third and fifth place game and lost that. So even when they got a trophy for winning the league, they still had to go to the playoffs and play both of the toughest teams they faced all year for a third time in the season. But, you know, they had a lot to replace this year because Kiefer Edwards was the best player in the state last year. He went on to play for Southern Oregon, where he had a pretty good freshman year, but most of the offense went through him last year, and he carried them to a 25-3 record. Of course, two of those losses came in the playoffs, so Crater really was the best team in the state heading into March. But they got a really good player back this year. I'm not sure I can really overstate that. He has them where they are right now, which is number 3 in the state. Nate Biddle is everything you want in a big man. 6'10", 185. College coaches would like to see that weight change a little bit, but he is fantastic defensively. Really quick feet, can not only score around the rim, but shot 40% from three-point range last season as a freshman. For his class, he's a sophomore right now, he is a five-star recruit. Already has offers from Oregon, Oregon State, Cal, USC, UCLA, Arizona, and more. But the Comets are coming off a loss on Tuesday as well. A blowout 66-45 loss to the Lancers, and it sort of showed a formula for how to beat Crater, which is to get Biddle in foul trouble. Obviously, easier said than done, and a lot has to go your way. But he got three fouls in the first quarter in that game, basically had to sit the rest of the first half. Then when he came back in the second half, he couldn't find a rhythm, couldn't get his game going. So Churchill used that to just go to the rim with ease and run away from the Comets because they are the best team in the state after all. But they also have big wins this year, does Crater. Willamette last week, Springfield before that. So if they want to separate themselves from Thurston in the league standings, tonight is the night to do it. They're a half game ahead right now, with still a lot of season to go and a lot of work to do. All right, warm-up's still going on out here at Thurston, so we'll go ahead and step away for a couple minutes and let them continue. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you a little bit more info about both of these schools and their coaches, all of that. Then we'll get you all set for the tip-off. It's a big one, the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, Thurston Colts, Crater Comets, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mix Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Any football fan will tell you no two teams are exactly alike. The same is true with business. No two businesses are the same. Nobody knows that better than Columbia Bank. They know that whatever your industry, cookie-cutter loans won't cut it. That's why their lenders are devoted to getting to know you, your needs, and how your business operates. Because the better they get to know you, the better they can help your team win. See how good your relationship with the bank can be. Visit wherelationshipsrule.com. Columbia Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Thurston High School. The number 6 Thurston Colts facing the number 3 Crater Comets. Thurston 12-4 coming into tonight. Overall, 5-3 out of the Midwestern League. Last year finished 22-6, 9-5 to finish third in league. Ended up winning the state title after beating Wilsonville 54-36 in the title game. That after beating Woodburn in the play-in, Pendleton, Mountain View, and then Crater in the playoffs. Head coach Blaine Liberatore in his third season, 41-22 overall, 23-13 in league. Was a Thurston assistant for 12 years, including 2016 under Pat Adelman, who left to coach Lincoln in Portland, was JV coach as well. Named Oregon's Coach of the Year last year after winning that state title. Crater number 3 in the state, 11-5 overall, 5-2 out of the Midwestern League, 25-3 overall last year, 13-1 to win the league. Ended up finishing number 2 in the OSAA heading into the playoffs. Beat Hermiston, South Albany, then lost to Thurston in the semis. Churchill in the third and fifth straight game. fifth place game. Chris Schmerbach in his seventh season as their head coach, in his fourth at Crater, 54-39 overall, 26-21 in league at Crater. Prior to that, was an assistant for 6 years at Southern Oregon. Prior to that, a coach at Marist from 05 to 08, where he went 56-29, won a 2008 4A state title for the Spartans. Overall record 110-68. Played his college ball at the College of the Redwoods and Southern Oregon University, where he has a tie, and that is a big reason why Kiefer Edwards ended up going there after his state player of the year season last year. Crater, 14 playoff appearances in their history, five of them where they made the tournament site. Their best ever finish was fourth in 1990. They finished fifth last year after winning the Midwestern League, but losing to eventual state champ Thurston in the semis. Finished sixth in 2009, 11th in 86, 14th in 89. Last year's team was arguably their best ever. Mentioned Kiefer Edwards, who went on to play his college ball at Southern Oregon, averaged 5 points, three rebounds for them last year. Had 16-13 in their opener, so pretty good stuff there. Thurston, 20 postseason appearances in their history, made it to the tournament site nine times, had finished as high as third, which they did in 2008 before they won that state title last year, have three semifinals appearances, four quarterfinals appearances. Their most recent tournament appearance before last year's state championship was 2008. They lost in the play-in rounds in 07, 09, 2010, 11, 13, 14, and 17. And they have won the Midwestern League seven times, 65, 66, 67, 75, 82, 02, and 11. Looks like they're doing a couple extra announcements out here at Thurston as we get all set for the national anthem. So we'll go ahead and step away for that. And when we come back, we will bring you the tip-off. It is the number 6 Thurston Colts playing host to the number 3 Crater Comets and the biggest game in the state tonight. This is the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back.
Celebration.
It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good afternoon, everybody. Such a fantastic game on tap for you tonight. The Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thurston and Crater. Thurston, number 6 in the state, going up against Crater, number 3. And it might be a little confusing if you have never... If you just hear the records and then you hear the rankings, that's because the OSAA rankings are indeed confusing. Crater this year, their losses, though, to a team out of Hawaii, which helps them a little bit. Also, a team out of California. So Frank definitely take put more weight into the team to play in Oregon. So two of those essentially don't count for Crater. Again, the two losses in two league teams for Crater this year. One of them on Tuesday, a blowout loss to Churchill, and then one of them earlier in the season to in the first matchup against these. They lost 50-44, but they are a very good team with a lot of experience. Despite losing Kiefer Edwards, the player of the year last year, they have Nate coming back, who had one of the best freshman campaigns in a while last season for Crater. Ended up averaging over 20 points for them last season. Also really good from the outside. 6'10", 200 pounds, and then you can shoot 40% from the outside, and you have good feet. That's really all you can ask for from a big man if you're a college scout. But obviously he has a lot of them drooling right now with already offers from the Ducks, Arizona, UCLA, you name it. So the future certainly looks bright for Nate Biddle, but the present is not too shabby either. And he's going to be a lot to ask for from this Thurston Colts team. But again, they have good players on the inside as well. He is just being introduced onto the court right now. Mason Miller, number 25 for the Colts. He has been really good for them this year. And when the rest of the players on the offense have been down, he has been the guy to kind of spark them with defensive effort, with his play inside on the glass, which leads to these baskets for his teammates. And so he has a lot of experience. He went through that state title run last year, as does Isaac Lang. And Isaac Lang, the state's best point guard last year and coming into this year. He was actually, he's the last to be introduced for the Colts as he sits with his head down. He's got, by the way, if you've never seen Isaac Lang, I recommend maybe do a Google search on your phone right now or something like that. Isaac Lang first, and you will see the head of hair this kid has. It is long and curly and goes pretty much to the middle of his back. It's poofy too. It's bouncy. And so, and he doesn't tie it back. Normally, like that, you're a basketball player, you tend to tie it back because you want it to stay out of your face. He does not care. He lets it flow, and he was sitting on the bench, kind of head down, letting the hair hang over his face as he was the last to be introduced for the Colts. And he revels in this stuff. He is really, really good. And he has a tendency, obviously, kind of a slow start on Tuesday. He has a tendency, so when he wants to turn it on, he can just do that, kind of take over a game, whatever he feels like it. And he, before the game, was honored because he scored his 1,000th career point against Willamette on Tuesday. And so they gave him a basketball with that information on it. And pretty cool stuff for Isaac Lang. And tip just underway here at Thurston High School. It is Thurston with the ball starting off. It's going to be Trey Bryant outside the three-point line with the ball. He's going to drive in up with the left hand off the glass. Thought me there might have been a goaltend, but it goes in anyways. And so Trey Bryant, the sophomore, goes at the rim up with the left hand and gets Thurston on the board first. 2-0 Colts just underway. And coming the other way, it is stolen away by Cade Crist. Just picked the pocket right off of the Crater offensive player. Then he tries to take it coast-to-coast, goes up for the shot, has it blocked out of bounds, and so the ball is going to stay with Thurston. He was going one-on-one against Nathan Horton, and he just took the ball straight out of his hands as Horton tried to bring it around and got the Colts the ball back. So Chris to inbound, throws a jump ball for Lang. Lang in the key, going to shoot a fadeaway 10-footer, no good, and the rebound goes to number 21, Kruger Edwards, for Crater. He now hands it off to Hunter Chubb. Hunter Chubb up now, gives it over to Horton. Horton going to drive baseline, has it knocked away by Lang and stolen away by Lang. Lang going to go coast to coast here and dribbles inside. Now passes over to Miller. Miller goes all the way to the rim. No good, but he is fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Interesting note, as a foul going to be called against Kruger Edwards, that Nate Biddle sitting on the bench to start this game, and I'm not sure why. Doesn't look injured. I don't really see anything wrong with him, so that'll be something to pay attention to as this game goes on, is where is Nate Biddle, and why didn't he get the start tonight? Mason Miller knocks through the first free throw for the Colts, 3-0. And the second one goes through as well. So 4-0 Colts early on, as Kruger Edwards are inbound in the backcourt, gets it inside to Chubb, and Chubb dribbling up against Alonzo, gets it across the timeline. Thurston, really nice pressure defense, nearly steals it away. Out with it now is Blake Eaton. Eaton does have it stolen away. And here comes Trey Bryant coming the other way. 4-on-2, gives it off for Lang, goes up with a lay-in. He was going to try to dunk it, but the defense came over, and so he just kind of threw it over the rim and got it to fall. And we got a timeout on the floor by Crater, and I don't blame him. 6:42 remaining here in the first quarter. It is 6-0 Colts right here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mix Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
Honey, we've got family visiting and we need to remodel the kitchen and bathrooms.
What do we do with the stuff we replace?
The Habitat for Humanity Restore on Oak Patch in Eugene has expanded. They can resell it all and they'll pick it up for free.
That extra building material and tools in the garage too?
Yep, and the Restore is a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible.
Your donation to the Habitat Restore goes to help build and refurbish houses for local families. This message brought to you by Habitat for Humanity of Central Lane, the Restore and Eugene area radio stations.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back. The new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers, their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Thurston High. Sorry for the little technical difficulty. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Luckily, you didn't really miss anything. 6-0 Colts, 5:37 remaining in the first quarter. I guess the big story so far is what is going on with Nate Biddle for Crater, as he has been on the bench the entire quarter so far, and he is by far the best player for Crater, so we'll see if we can figure that out as this game goes on. Right now, coming the other way, it's the Colts with Isaac Lang. Passes inside to Mason Miller, has it knocked out of bounds as he goes up for the shot. And so no foul called, which a lot of the Thurston fans are wanting over there. But it will remain Colts ball, and Lang will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it into Miller outside the three-point line. Back inside to Lang, goes up for a shot, and he's fouled, and he gets it to fall. That is just too easy. He had post-up position against Jaden Vranis, and he has the size, got Vranis in the air, and just went up for an easy lay-in and got fouled. And so Lang, already 4 points in this one, goes to the line trying to make it five. He scored 24 in their loss to Willamette on Tuesday. That includes 4 of 6 from three as he knocks through the free throw. 9-0 Colts early on here. Not sure anybody expected this one. Coming the other way now, it's Vranis into the lane. Passes outside the three-point line to Jasko. Jasko now outside to Chubb. Chubb dribbles in. Now pass back out to Jasko. And now back out to Vranis, who's going to reset the offense. Vranis, 9 points against Churchill on Tuesday, a junior. Dribbles inside the lane, goes all the way up, misses the shot, and Isaac Lang gets the rebound. All the way up to Miller, front court. Pump fake, goes up for the shot, off the glass, and that is too easy. And already Thurston all over Crater right now, 11-0, 4:45 remaining here in the first quarter. This is an unbelievable start to this game for the Colts. Now Vranis with the ball all the way out near the midcourt stripe. He's being guarded by Trey Bryant. Dribbles with the left hand, now inside, now passes back outside to Trevor Jasko. Jasko now dribbles right outside to Chubb. Chubb's going to put up a three, their first points, and he gets it through. Hunter Chubb finally gets the comments on the board, and Crater wants a timeout off of that basket, and it is going to be a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Hunter Chubb knocks down that three. He is a sophomore, scored 10 points, including 2 3-pointers against Churchill, also had 5 rebounds in that one. So without Nate Biddle on the floor, they're going to have to figure out something else offensively here. And again, the story on Tuesday in their loss to Churchill was that Biddle got in foul trouble early on and got 3 fouls in the first quarter, didn't play the rest of the first half, and then could not find a rhythm in the second half. Did end up with 13 points, 4 blocks, and 2 steals against the Lancers, but just could not get his game going. And he's not going to do that tonight while sitting on the bench. And again, nothing obviously physically wrong with him, so I'm not real sure what the decision is to sit him to start the game, but we'll see if he does end up playing. He looks fine. Coming out of the timeout now, Thurston with the ball. It's going to be Isaac Lang dribbling it up the floor. One-on-one against Hunter Chubb. Now pass over to Bryant. Now to Alonzo. Goes to the backdoor alley-oop to Lang. Just a little bit too high, and it's stolen away by Crater. Braden Ray out with it. Passes up to Jasko. Jasko thought about a three. Now back outside. A three ball on the way. No good by Chubb. Rebound goes to Lang. Lang dribbling up against Ray. Passes over to Miller outside the three-point line. He dribbles in, drop step, up with the left hand, no good. Long rebound goes to Crater, and I think we have an over-the-back foul. It's going to go against Thurston. No, I think they're going to call Crater for it. Yeah, it looks like they got Garrett Dance for a foul, and I think they're going to get it against Alonzo, who is trying to go for the putback. Interesting there. And Alonzo's going to get 2 free throws, and he misses the first. Honestly, I don't know how many times I've ever seen that guy going up for the putback, and then they call the foul on that, and it's a shooting foul. So Alonzo, second one now, he gets that one to fall. John Alonzo, first points, and he immediately checks out. Mike comes in for him, the senior. And Crater to inbound. It's going to be Vranus. Gets it into Chubb. Chubb against full court pressure by White. Does break it. Gets it up now. Passes to Dance. Dance dribbles in now. Passes back outside to Brandis, who's going to reset the offense for Crater. He's got Bryant all up in his face. Dribbles right. Now spins away. Pump fake at the free throw line. Great defense by Bryant. Forces the pass outside to Jasko. Jasko dribbles left. Now he's cut off and has to pass out to Chubb. Chubb with White guarding him. Spin move. Now pass out to Jasko. Really good defense by the Colts on this possession. Pass out to Dance all the way near the midcourt stripe. Gets it over to Jasko now in the corner. He's double-teamed. Now to Dance. Dance across the court to Chubb. Chubb thought about a three. Instead, passes inside to Ray. Ray now outside. There's just nothing there. And then eventually, we get a bailout call. It's going to be against Mason Miller. And that's because that is a really good defensive possession by Thurston to end up with a foul on your big man. Looks towards his bench. He's a little gassed out there already. And he is guarding Biddle, who finally... No, it's not Biddle. It is Kruger Edwards who checked in. He has the ball. Pass over to Chick. Now to Jacko. Pump fake. Now inside. Nothing there. Cut by Lang. Pass outside to Ray. Ray and try to cut every time. Craig trying to back. It's reverse this time. Drops it off. Little shot by Ray near the basket. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Kruger Edwards and Crater, and it's going to go back to Thurston. 12-3. Thurston with the lead early on. 2:41 remaining first quarter. Alex Brugge from Thurston High School, the Bimart High School basketball game of the week. Here on the score, joining us tonight, Isaac Lang, dribbling it up across the timeline. Pass over to White. Now back to Lang. Now over to Miller on the baseline. Cross court pass to White. Left open for a three. Good off the rim, but the rebound goes to Miller, who fought off 3 Crater players to pull it away. Over to Bryant. Now to White. Thought about a three and says steps in and gets rejected on a 15-foot jumper and out with his all the way up for Edwards. Edwards can go up against Miller and lays it in off the glass. So just the second field goal of the game for Crater, and they're now back to within 7. It's 12-5 Thurston. Lang dribbling up against the zone. Crater switches to that, passes off to White, now over to Bryant. Now to Chris, and he just goes backdoor, an easy lay-in for Mason Miller. And I don't know how you lose track of Mason Miller, but Crater defensively just left the basket wide open, and Chris found him going backdoor. Reynas now the other way. Passes out and thought about three. Now Ray is going to shoot the three, and he gets it to fall. Well, if you don't have your big man, you better be deadly from the outside, and that's two threes now for Crater, and it's 14-8. Lang now dribbles across the tee, which is right near midcourt. Passes over to Chris. Now back to Lang. He's just going to shoot a 15-foot jumper, and they just left him open. And they're in a zone defense, and they just left that middle wide open. And Lang, if you're going to give him it, he's going to take it, and that's a easy free throw, essentially, for Lang. Reynas now the other way, working really hard against Bryant. Goes up and gets rejected. Out with it is Bryant. Bryant now up to Chris. Chris leaves it off for Bryant. He goes up with the left hand. No good. The rebound putback is good by Isaac Lang. And Isaac Lang already with 9 points in 3 minutes, and Thurston's on top by 10 with under a minute remaining in the first quarter. And now the ball stolen away in the backcourt. Out with it is White. White, we'll see if he just decides to slow things down. Passes out to Lang. No, Lang's going to dribble in. He's going to shoot, but runner no good, but he's fouled. Well, this game going all Thurston so far. Kruger Edwards picks up the foul. That is his second. So Lang misses the first free throw, kind of slaps his hands together in frustration. Again, scored his 1,000th point of his Thurston career against Willamette on Tuesday in their loss. So was given a ceremonial basketball before the game started tonight. Knocked down the second free throw. He's got 10. 10 and 3 already for Isaac Lang. 19-8 Thurston. 35 seconds remaining. Reynas in the backcourt double teamed, and he is bumped. And they're going to get Santino Stranieri with the foul. It's going to be his first. Just the second on the Colts. See, apparently it's the third on the Colts. I didn't see the other one. We're for Miller and Stranieri. Missed stuff. It's all right. Inbound goes to Reynas in the backcourt. Double teamed again. Full court pressure. Going against, now they back out of it, going against Dawson Muggy. He gets it across, dribbles into lane. Nice backdoor pass to Ray, but he couldn't handle it, and it goes out of bounds back to Thurston. And that's tough because if you're Reynas, you did a ton of work to get your man open, and then Ray just kind of bobbled it. He had an easy layup if he catches it. Inbound goes to Lang with 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. He's just going to dribble it up slow against the zone, and Thurston's going to wait for the final shot. Clock now to 10 as they come out and guard him. Gives it over to Chris. Now back to Lang. Now over to Muggy. Muggy to Stranieri. He leaves it off for Chris. Easy layup. Boy, and this zone defense just has not been good for Crater tonight as Reynas throws up a full court shot at the buzzer. It is no good, and they are clearly missing the inside presence of Nate Biddle tonight as he now walks over to the scorekeeper and checks in. So he is going to start the second quarter. So it might have just been a suspension deal or what, but whatever it is, the lack of him playing inside for Crater has been the difference tonight. Our score after one, Thurston 21, Crater 8, here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
What up, everybody? Thank you for joining us tonight. Our high school basketball game of the week out here at Thurston. It's the Colts playing host to the Crater Comets. Crater number 3 in the state. Thurston number 6 is all Colts for tonight. And as I mentioned into that last break, Nick, the last stop for Crater has checked in here in the second quarter. Missed the entire first quarter. I'm not sure why. Asked around. Couldn't find out a good answer. One would assume it's a suspension or something like that. And immediately they try an alley-oop to him, and he's boxed out by Miller, and it's stolen away by the Colts. Lang all the way up to Stranieri. Can't make it, but the rebound put back goes to Dawson Muggy, and Thurston extends their lead to 23-8. Now Vrain is bringing it up against the double team in the backcourt. He's bumped. Now gets it over to Biddle. Biddle, backdoor pass. Nice job by Chubb just to handle it. Now he dribbles it outside the three-point line and gives it off to Dantz. Now he's going to dribble and get cut off. And great defense again by Thurston. Passes out. Jump ball taken away by Chubb. Chubb inside the lane. He goes up with the shot off the glass. No good rebound. Just a bit of the shot, and he gets it to fall already. Nate Biddle gets a rebound and a putback, and it's 23-10. They have a long way to go, but a lot of time to do it. Does Crater. Isaac Lang now across the timeline. As Crater switches back to a man-to-man here to start the second quarter, gives it over to Muggy. Now inside to Alonzo. Up with a wild shot. No good. And the easy rebound goes to the 6'10 Biddle, who has it poked away, but then regains it. Up now to Vrenis. Vrenis going against Muggy. He's going to go inside the lane up with a wild shot. Gets it to fall, and he's fouled. So already the presence of Biddle has been felt. And the rest of the offense for Crater is getting a lot more aggressive. 23-12 now. Cut it back to a 10-point lead. Vrenis misses the free throw, and the rebound goes to Stranieri. Got to make those if you're trying to come back against the Thurston team. Lang now gives it over to Stranieri outside the three-point line. Swings it around to Alonzo. Alonzo fakes a pass, now dribbles inside the lane. Leaves it off for Stranieri. A little baseline jumper rejected by Biddle, and he takes it away. Gets it up to Vrenis. Vrenis dribbling up now against two players. Pass all the way up. Baseline jumper on the way for Crater. No good, and the rebound goes to Lang. Lang already four rebounds tonight as well. Crossover dribble out to the three-point line. Leaves it off for Miller. Stolen away, and all the way on the breakaway. Dances all alone, but it goes a little too far, and he stepped out of bounds. Boy, that's a tough break for the Comets, as that should have been an easy layup, but the pass just a little too far, and Dantz couldn't handle it and stepped on the end line. So back to Thurston goes the basketball with a 23-12 lead, 6:09 remaining here in the first half. As Isaac Lang going to take a seat, and Kyle Casley going to check in for him. Casley going to run the point now for the Colts, going up against Blake Eaton. As again, Crater in the man-to-man defense. He dribbles all the way left. Now picks up his dribble and passes outside to Muggy. Muggy gets a screen from Stranieri. Thought about a jumper, and they're going to call a foul on the screen against Stranieri. And I'm not sure he likes the call, nor should he, because it's a foul against him. Kind of makes sense logically. That's his second foul here in the first half. Fifth team foul against the Colts. And now Vrenis dribbling up 1-on-1 against Muggy. He beats him pretty easily, and then he gets bumped by Muggy. And Muggy kind of holds his hands up like he didn't buy it, but the foul definitely on him. And Vrenis, I think, was shooting. No, they're going to say it was on the ground. So Vrenis to inbound from underneath his own basket as a couple of subs come now in for Thurston. Trey Bryant and Cade Crist now in. Inbound goes to Blake Eaton. Back out to Biddle. Biddle out to Vrenis. Gets a screen from Biddle. Tries to roll, nothing there. Throws a great backdoor pass, but again, Blake Eaton couldn't handle it. But Biddle chases it down. He shoots a baseline jumper and airballs it, but the long rebound goes to Horton. Horton, now he's going to shoot a three from the baseline. No good. Rebound goes to Alonzo. Alonzo now pushing the tempo. He's going to have to slow it down because he does not have the numbers, and he does. Passes out to Miller out near the midcourt stripe, who gives it over to Casley, who's going to reset the offense. Now over to Crist. Back over to Bryant. Bryant now swings it around to Alonzo. Now back to Crist in the corner. Gives it off to Miller, who just got a screen. Shoots a runner in the lane. That is a wild shot and a bailout call. Going to go against Crater. And Miller's going to go to the line to shoot two. That is the first foul. It's going to go against Biddle. And it's one of those deals where Biddle just kind of sets his feet. He's in great position to play defense and probably just jump up and grab the ball from Miller. But he still a sophomore, still trying to figure out proper positioning, and he just wasn't in the right position as Miller knocks down both free throws, 25-12, Thurston on top, 5 minutes now, and bringing it up the floor, bumped by Bryant, and they're going to get Bryant for his first, and that is the seventh team foul against Thurston, and so Bryant is going to go to the line, he's 1-on-1. Kind of ticky-tack stuff if you ask me, but Kruger Edwards now checks in for Crater. Blake Eaton going to take a seat. And Vranus, who scored 9 points in their loss to Churchill on Tuesday, gets to go to the line to shoot the 1-on-1, makes the front half, and he now has 3 in the game. The game creator needing to make a run here in the second quarter just to overcome that. And the free throw by Vranus is good. Cass is going to bring up the floor now for Thurston. Going against Vranus, dribbles right now, pass over to Bryant. Bryant gets a screen from Chris, runs left, still outside the three-point line, hands it off to Miller. Now to Cassidy. Cassidy gets a screen from Miller, dribbles right into the lane, a little runner inside, and misses off the back rim. Rebound goes to Biddle. Biddle, his third board already, gives it over to Vranus, dribbling up against Cassidy. With the left hand, now hands off to Biddle, thought about a three, going to dribble inside, now back out against Miller, and now pass it outside the three-point line to Horton. Now back to Biddle, now back to Vranus. Dribbles left against Cassidy. Got a shot, now passes outside to Nathan Johnson. Johnson now over game. It's important with the shot with a long loss. Johnson. Johnson and a wild shot. He gets it to go, and he is fouled. And the foul is, I believe, going to go against Alonzo. And that's his first foul, and he's goes over to the official asking what he did, and the official's pretty clear, and I saw it too. He was moving along. Along with Horton. Was it Horton who made the shot? Moving around with Horton. Who went up, and he just didn't get his feet set and kind of bumped him as he went up for the shot. So Cassidy now dribbles across the timeline, passes over to Bryant outside the three-point line, dribbles left, now back to Cassidy on the right wing. Lang now gets the ball from him. He checks back into the game, and as Crater switches back to the zone, flashing pass to Miller at the free throw line. Now he dribbles inside, up with a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Biddle, already his fourth. Pass all the way up the floor to Kruger, Edwards. Edwards now across for Nathan Horton. Horton to Biddle, over to Vranus. Vranus dribbles right, gets a screen. Now he's double-teamed. He is trapped, nearly has it stolen away, but picks up the dribble again, gets bumped as he goes up for the shot. Misses it, but he's going to go to the line again. And the foul is going to go against Trey Bryant. It's his second foul. They just said it's his first. I've seen him foul twice. As Vranus knocks down the first free throw and Bryant takes a seat. All confusion at the free throw line for Thurston as they need guys to get in there and try to go for the rebound. Now they fill in the slots. Vranus gets to shoot the second, and he misses off the back rim. Rebound goes to Miller. Miller now to Lang. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Thurston up by 7 after having a huge lead at the end of the first quarter. Lang pump fake at the free throw line. Loses the handle as he goes into the lane. Leaves it off for Vranus. Vranus bounce pass. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound put back by Biddle. That is tough. And he's got 5 rebounds and 4 points. And Crater is right back in this one. Timeout on the floor by Thurston. 3:17 remaining here in the first half. Thurston 25, Crater 20 here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard windshield cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Standing room only out here at Thurston High School for the Colts and Crater Comets here at 95.3 The Score. 3:17 left in the first half. Thurston leading 25-20. They had a big first quarter lead as Nathan Biddle, the 5-star player for Crater, was on the bench for the entire quarter. And Crater has cut that down to 5 as we approach halftime here at Thurston High School. Alex Braga here. Thank you for joining us tonight. A game brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Get over to Bi-Mart.com right now. Find your nearest location. They also have daily and weekly cyber deals. As Lang brings it up the floor for the Colts, he hands off to Castley, passes over to Muggy. Muggy now to the free throw line to Chris. Chris thought about a shot. Now he does put it up. No good. Long rebound goes to Lang. And Lang up with a shot. Good. And he's fouled. That is a tough shot by Isaac Lang. As he went into the lane, he went up with a wild right-hand shot. And it was wild because he got fouled. But somehow he got it to fall. That is the kind of shot that makes a kid the best point guard in the state, which he was last year. As Lang knocks down the free throw. And it's 28-20. Thurston with the lead. Vranus gets the inbound, going one-on-one against Lang. Now into the front court. He's going to dribble back out and put up a shot, and it's no good. Long rebound out of bounds off of Thurston, and Cal Castley can't believe it. He was going one-on-one against Eaton. And he swore Eaton was the one who knocked it out, but no dice. As Brain is going to inbound underneath his own basket. Still looking. He's just going to throw it all the way out near the midcourt stripe to Biddle, who's 6'10". And Miller's not small, but he's not 6'10", and he just takes it away from him. Inside, Brain is rejected by Christ. Ball goes to Lang. Up to Miller. Up with a shot. No good, and we got a foul before he took the shot. Boy, that's an interesting call. I didn't see much, and looks like they had Nathan Johnson for the call. That's his first. But it is the seventh team foul against Crater, so one-on-one for Miller now. I did not see the foul on that one as Miller knocks down the first free throw, gets to shoot a second one now. ...29-20, Thurston. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. And Miller spins it, takes a couple dribbles, and misses off the front rim, but gets his own rebound off the missed free throw. That is inexcusable if you're Crater. And now left open, Muggy. He's going to shoot a three from the left wing. No good, and the rebound goes to Crater. Out with it is Chubb. Chubb now gets it to Biddle. Biddle going to throw an alley-oop back door. No good, as he threw it a little bit too far. And then Biddle picks up a foul in the backcourt as Thurston comes out with it. And that is unlucky, too, because Kyle Castley, who basically comes up to his belly button, ended up with the ball. And Biddle was in a position where he just couldn't get out of the way. And he actually stepped over Castley, which is, you know, both a little humiliating for Castley, but also a good thing because he picked up the foul. Essentially, the thigh of Biddle picked up the foul and missed the free throw. But the rebound, long rebound, goes to Christ. Boy, lucky break there as Christ kind of took it away from Biddle. Now he has the ball back after getting it from Lang. They left him open for a three. He takes it and misses it. Rebound goes to Eaton. Eaton out of Vranus. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Crater trailing by 9 with the ball. Lang guarding him. Pass over to Biddle. Now back to Vranus. Left open. Thought about a three. Doesn't take it. And there's a foul against Thurston. As Eaton was setting a screen on Miller, and Miller just lowered the shoulder and ran through him. And so that is the second foul against Miller. And now Eaton going to get to go to the line to shoot two, as that's the eighth team foul against Crater, or against, the tenth team foul against Thurston. And he knocks down the free throw. That's his first points of the game. 29-21, 1:51 remaining here in the first half. And he spins it, puts up the second one, and that one rolls around and misses, and the rebound goes to Christ. He gives it over to Lang. He was going to dribble it up slow. Like what Thurston's doing offensively by having whoever Biddle is guarding kind of outside the three-point line, so they're taking him out of the key, which is a good strategy. As Miller has it, now gives it to Christ outside the three-point line, gives it over to Lang, now to Castley, back outside to Miller, and now back to Lang, who's going to reset the offense all the way back near half court. Pass over to Muggy. Muggy gets a screen from Chris, thought about a shot, instead passes to Miller. Miller dribbles left, now passes to Lang. Lang gets a screen from Miller, back around the back pass, tries a backdoor pass for Miller, and it's poked away and stolen away by Crater. Hunter Chubb out with it. Gives it over to Eaton. Eaton now back to Vranus, all the way out near the midcourt stripe. He's going to reset the offense. Dribbles left, now gets a screen from Biddle. Nothing there, left open, thought about his three, probably should have taken it. Instead, he passes over into the corner to Chubb. Now back to Vranus. Vranus dribbling inside, and he's bumped, And again, a hand check foul going to be called against Thurston. They do not like the calls. I'm not sure who the foul was. They got a warning on the bench there for Thurston for talking. So I did not catch who that foul was against, but Brainis misses the first free throw either way. I don't think Thurston likes how these officials are calling the game, but they have been calling it consistently tight. And so you got to get used to it and adjust your game. And Brainis makes the second free throw. Got to adjust your game and adapt to what they're doing. If they're not changing, you got to change. Chris now with the ball all the way out near the three-point line. And here's that strategy again, getting Biddle away from the basket. He's just going to hold it with 30 seconds left. And they're going to wait for the final shot, and Crater's going to let him. So 29-22, Thurston with the lead. Cade Crist is literally standing near the midcourt stripe holding the ball against his hip. Now he passes to Lang, who's going to do the same thing. 15 seconds remaining. Lang going to dribble now as Crater switches to his own. Gets it over to Cassley. Now to Crist. Now outside to Muggy. Now outside to Lang. He's open. Three ball. No good. Rolls around and out. Biddle with the board. 1 second remaining. Throws up a full court shot. Nearly hits it, but he misses just wide. Our score at the end of the first half. A hard fought second quarter saw Crater come back from a very big deficit at the end of the first quarter and then kiss the ball game here at the half. Our score 29-22, Thurston with the lead. You're listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back.
Celebration.
It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on Tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Oregon Army National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For 45 years, Serenity Lane has been a trusted provider of addiction treatment, offering medically supervised detox, residential treatment, and DUII programs. We now offer day treatment that meets the needs of working professionals while providing the wraparound, comprehensive services provided by Serenity Lane for more than four decades. Call or go online today for your free and confidential assessment. Serenity Lane Drug and Alcohol Treatment. Recovery starts here.
This message brought to you by Serenity Lane and Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.
high school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Thurston High School. Alex Braga here for the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a heck of a matchup. Number 6 Thurston and number 3 Crater. Right now, Thurston on top 29-22, thanks in large part to the fact that five-star sophomore center Nate Biddle did not play in the first quarter for Crater. He came back in the second quarter and really established himself as the inside presence that he is. And again, Nate Biddle, five-star sophomore, already offers from Oregon, Arizona, UCLA, basically name it Pac-12 school. He's got an offer from it, and that's only going to expand as he continues his high school career and gets on the radar of more teams around the country. But he is a fantastic player, 6'10", 185, and can shoot from the outside. He can obviously play really good defense around the rim, can shoot on the inside, can, you know, dunk from wherever he wants to. But he is also 40% from three-point range last season as a freshman. And so a very versatile player that Crater was missing in that first quarter, and that saw them in a big-time deficit that they pretty much erased immediately in the second quarter. As soon as he checked in, his presence was felt, and they made a nice comeback. And right now our score here at the half, 29-22. Thurston still holding on to that lead. Let's go ahead and get to some stats. Leading away for the Colts is Isaac Lang. He led them on Tuesday with 24. Tonight he's got 13 and 5 rebounds tonight as well for Isaac Lang. Mason Miller with 9 points and 3 rebounds. Santino Stranieri with a rebound. Dejon Alonzo just the 1 point on a free throw and a rebound. Trey Bryant with 2 points. Dawson Muggy 2 points and a rebound. And Cade Chris 2 points and 2 boards. And over to the other side, Nate Biddle came in and immediately scored 4 points and got 6 rebounds in that second quarter. And that's what he has here at the half. Nathan Johnson with the rebound for Crater. Kruger Edwards, 2 points and a rebound. Blake Eaton, 1 point and a board. Hunter Chubb knocked down a 3-pointer. He has 3 points and a rebound. Nathan Horton has 3 points and 1 board. Braden Ray hit a 3-pointer. That's his only points for tonight. And Jaden Brain, it's the point guard, 6 points and no rebounds right now. Thurston leading the rebound battle, 13-10, as obviously without Biddle in the first quarter, not able to do much around the glass, but that changed as soon as he checked in. So 6 of those rebounds for Crater came from Biddle in that second quarter. And he is a big-time inside presence that they will need to step up in the second half. They're going to come back and win this game. And again, Thurston won the earlier season matchup between these two teams, 50-44. And so they have experience beating this team, and they actually beat them on the road in that game at Crater. And so Thurston should have confidence here in the second half. But the way Biddle played in the second quarter, obviously still a lot of game to go and a lot of opportunity for Crater to come back in this one, as Crater now the first team back out to the court to work out or warm up. And Biddle, I can already see knocking down threes from the corner. 6'10 guy with shooting range. I mean, it's Bol Bol, isn't it? You don't really see many guys like that. All right, let's get to some scores from earlier on in this week. A little recap from Tuesday's games. Obviously, I mentioned Thurston fell to Willamette. That was 63-59. Lang scored 24 in that one. Jacob Curtis scored 17 and had 10 boards and a block for the Wolverines, who shot 10 for 10 from the line in the game, including Luke Smith, who went 8 of 8 down the stretch. And you may remember A.D. Smith, who was a player for the Ducks back in the day. That is his nephew, is Luke Smith. Churchill beat Crater 66-45, which I mentioned. Brian Garacki led the Lancers with 26 and 8. And Silas Banion added 15 for Churchill. Springfield beat Ashland 45-43. Zach Brown had 13 points in the third quarter. Marcel Hill added 12 for the game. North Eugene beat Eagle Point 60-42. The Highlanders went 7 of 8 from the line to pull away in the fourth. Cameron Parks leading them with 19-10-5. 6A Southwest Conference games. North Medford beat Sheldon 63-60. Grants Pass took down South Medford 60-44. And Roseburg all over South Eugene, thanks in large part to Kyle Warmouth, went off for 38 points, including 18 of 18 from the free throw line in that one. Aiden Clark led the Axe with 16 points, but that's a big win for Roseburg as they try to establish themselves as a premier team in the Southwest Conference. It had been viewed as South Eugene's league to lose coming into conference play, and right now, South kind of falling off a little bit. Girls games from Tuesday, Thurston beat Willamette 55-40. Megan Miller scored 27, had 12 boards for the Colts. Crater beat Churchill 55-53. Danica Starr with 18-8 in the loss for the Lancers. Crater's Maya Van Hook scored 21. Springfield 62, Ashland 40. Emma McKinney scored 15 for the Millers. And Eagle Point beat North Eugene 37-31. Some 6A games. Sheldon beat North Medford 55-18. South Medford took down Grants Pass 69-58. And South Eugene beat Roseburg 74-36. All right, still about a minute and a half left until we start the second half here. We'll go ahead and step away and take our final break, and then we'll bring you that third quarter action. Our score here at the half, Thurston 29, Crater 22, here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
Your pharmacy says you give flu shots here?
Yes, that's right.
I'm only getting it because my wife says I have to.
Well, you have a very smart wife.
I know. She never lets me forget that. Is it going to hurt?
You may feel a little something.
Before this, I didn't get a flu shot because I thought I'd get the flu.
Well, that's really an old wives' tale. It used to happen when the shot contained live virus, but it's pretty much synthetic.
Look, can we just get this over with?
Well, I just want to tell you that you should be very proud of yourself by getting a flu shot.
Yes, she says I got to have that.
Well, you're helping us prevent the spread of disease, and that's really community-minded.
Enough with the small talk. Just do it. Do it. Do it.
All right, first off, you have to stand up and pull up your pants. You are mooning everyone behind you.
Oh, it doesn't go in my...
No, it does not.
Sorry about that, folks.
Actually, I don't mind that much.
This message is brought to you by EARS, because the Eugene area radio stations believe that supporting a healthy community makes a strong community.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Second half underway here at Thurston High School. Thurston with the ball, leading 29-22. Alex Braga here on 95.3 The Score. Thank you for joining us tonight. Number 3, Crater against number 6, Thurston. John Alonzo outside the three-point line with the ball. Gets to Christ at the free throw line. Leaves it off for Lang. Right side, jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Biddle for Crater. Gets it over to Vranus, and Vranus going to bring it up. Again, trailing by 7. Crater still a lot of time to come back in this one. Great pass, back door, and misses the bunny lay-in, but gets his own rebound, does Kruger Edwards. Edwards now outside to Horton. Well, if you're going to miss a shot, at least you get the rebound and get your offense the possession. Biddle now outside. Backdoor pass for Horton. Can't handle it. Now passes outside to Nathan Johnson. Johnson now tries to get it inside and has it stolen away. Isaac Lang out with it. Looking back door, throws a lob, and down with it is Miller. Miller goes up around the other side and can't get it to fall, but the rebound goes back to Thurston as Biddle can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. It's something as he develops as a player, he has got to get sure hands around the basket. Can't let that one go back to the opposition. As Miller gets the inbound, looks inside for Lang, who's now double-teamed, and nothing there. Outside to Chris. Chris left wide open for a three. No good off the back rim, but the rebound goes to Alonzo, and we got a foul on the rebound that's going to go against Crater. And that's called against Nathan Horton. That is his second foul, second team foul against Crater. So Thurston leading by 7, going to inbound. Miller gets it now to Bryant. Looks back door to Lang, nothing there, so he's going to dribble outside the three-point line. Now pass it over to Lang on the right wing. Now to Chris, top of the key, over to Alonzo. Alonzo to Bryant. Bryant outside to Lang with Reynis all over him. Now he backs off, gets it over to Chris on the right wing. Left, again, just wide open. Does not take the shot, gets it to Miller at the free throw line. Now outside to Chris. Pump fake and a dribble baseline. Goes up with a lay, and he gets it to go, and he's fouled. Cade Chris with a fantastic shot and a great take against Horton. If it is against Horton, that's his third. I believe it was. So now kind of a line change for Crater as they bring in Dance. And also Johnson. And Chris to go to the line. Misses the free throw. Rebound goes to Biddle. Biddle just going to dribble it up himself. He's met by Miller out near the midcourt stripe. Crossover now inside the lane, and he just tries to run through an offensive player, and they're going to call the foul. Is against Bryant? I believe it is Bryant. That is his third foul. First team foul of the second half for Thurston. And Biddle just kind of out of control. That's a little bit of a bailout defensively. He now has the ball at the top of the key with Miller guarding him. Dribbles left, now right. Picks it up. And now looking, gets it over to Vranus. Nice defense by Thurston and stolen away by Bryant. Bryant now dribbles up. Has it stolen right back by Vranus. Vranus is just going to go right up at Christ and he lays it in. And we got a timeout by Crater off the basket. 31-24, 5:37 left here in the third. You're listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
I'll go without a meal before my kids go without. That's what I do as a mom. That's what I do as a parent.
More than one in five children in Lane County don't have enough to eat. Food for Lane County's Cereal for Youth, Children's Weekend Snack Pack, and Emergency Food Pantries help families with children put food on the table. Visit foodforlanecounty.org to learn more.
Brought to you by Food for Lane County and Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, Crater still at arm's length for host Thurston tonight. 31-24, 5:37 left in the third quarter. And Nate Biddle has yet to establish himself offensively tonight for Crater. Got a couple of early buckets after he checked in to start the second quarter, but nothing besides that. He has been good on the glass, 8 rebounds. And again, that's just a quarter and a couple of minutes. But nothing offensively. So good job by Thurston on defense so far. And they lead by 7. It's going to be Lang dribbling it up. Passes over to Alonzo. Now back, knocked out of bounds by Crater. Going to stay with Thurston. Inbound underneath their own basket. Again, both of these teams very good. As Crater won the Midwestern League last year, Thurston won a state title. Just Lang inbounds to Miller, who jumps up and gets it, and then he throws it into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over and back against Thurston. And kind of a wild pass. It wasn't too far from Bryant, but Bryant just didn't reach out and grab it, and it went away, and he was forced to run down and chase it, or otherwise Nathan Johnson would have beat him and had a lay-in. Inbound goes to Biddle in the backcourt. He's got Lang guarding him. How about that? And he's backing him down. Great defense. Now he's just going to shoot a jumper over him, and he rolls it around the rim and can't get it to fall. That is tough. That thing was basically all the way down, and it just somehow came out. Miller now pass to Lang. Now sets a screen for him. 15-foot jumper. Wild shot on the way. He gets it to roll around, and he gets it to fall. And he thought it was a foul, too, but no call. And it's 33-24. Vranus now dribbling up. He goes into the lane. Now outside. Thought about a three to Eaton. Instead, he passes to Biddle. Biddle now to Vranus. Vranus going to dribble in. Now passes over to Eaton. Now gets it back with Bryant on him near the midcourt stripe. Dribbles left and spins. Goes right into him. That's a travel, you betcha. Really good defense by Trey Bryant forcing the turnover. And trailing by 9, Crater's got to be careful. Lang now dribbles up against Vranus slowly. And goes left, hands off to Alonzo. Now passes to Miller at the free throw line. Dribbles inside up with a right-hand shot right at Biddle. And he gets it to go. 35-24. 4 minutes remaining in the third. I think you can tell the defending state champs are not afraid of the big man inside. Biddle now outside with Lang guarding him. I love that matchup. You got this state's best point guard going against the state's best big man. That's fantastic. And right now, the point guard is winning. And it's a turnover. As Biddle tries to pass it to Dance, and he can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Really impressive defense by Thurston going against the 6'10" Biddle in the inside. And it's not like Lang's a small guy by any means, but we're talking 6'10". Lang now dribbles left. Pass over to Crist. Now gives it back to Lang outside the three-point line. He gets a screen from Miller. Dribbles right into the lane. Up with a shot. Off the rim. No good. And Biddle out with the rebound. That's his ninth. Over to Vranus. Up to the front court to Eaton. Now over to the wing to Chubb, who now gives it back out to Vranus. Going against Bryant inside the lane. Now tries to pass it baseline. Now outside to Chubb. Chubb shoots a three. No good off the front rim. Long rebound goes to Vranus. Vranus going to put up a three. Rattles around and comes out. And the rebound goes to Miller, who hands it off to Lang. Boy, tough breaks on these shots by Crater as they've had a couple of threes just rattle around as Vranus steals it away. Now he goes all the way up to the rim and lays it in against Bryant. So Vranus lays it in, and it's back to single digits. Crater trailing by 9 with 3 minutes remaining here in the third. 4 against 4, Bryant dribbling against Chubb. He now passes over to Alonzo. Alonzo going to dribble left baseline. He's bumped before he goes up for the shot. And looks like they're going to call Blake Eaton for that foul. That's the fourth team foul against Crater. As Alonzo is just going to inbound from underneath the basket. A lot of screens being set. Out with the pass now is Lang. Up to Chris. Top of the key. Now swings it out around to the right wing to Bryant. Bryant now baseline to Miller. Miller jab step. Now dribbles left. Leaves it off for Chris. Chris goes right up at Biddle. Has it rejected, but it goes out of bounds. And so Thurston's going to retain possession. Not sure if I'm Cade Chris. I'm going to try that shot again. But they do keep possession. Chris to inbound. Looking for the lob. It wasn't there, so he inbounds to Lang instead. Now outside to Bryant. Bryant with Chubb guarding him. He dribbles inside the lane. He shoots a floater over Biddle and no good. But the rebound putback is good by Dejan Alonzo. And that time Biddle just lost track of boxing out Alonzo, and he got the easy lay-in. Vranus now the other way. Crater trailing by 11 with a little over 2 minutes remaining. Biddle with Lang guarding him. Dribbles left now. Hands off. Coming the other way is Dance. Dance left alone and picks up his dribble. He's got nowhere to go with it. Now he gets it over to Vranus. Vranus tells Dance to go to the other side. And crossover dribble against Bryant. Now through the legs. Leaves it off for Eaton. Eaton now at the right wing with Alonzo guarding him. Gets it over to Biddle, who claps for the ball out near the midcourt stripe. Now he passes over to Chubb. Sets a screen for him. Now over to Eaton. Just nothing there for Crater. Really good defense by Thurston. Continuing. Eaton dribbles. Shoots a wild fadeaway shot and got bailed out. And Alonzo does not like the call. And I'm not sure he even needed to get near Eaton. I think he bumped him with the body. I'm not sure he even needed to get near him. As Eaton kind of out of control, dribbling into the lane. Almost a desperation after nothing there on that possession. And Eaton back rim misses it. They are missing their free throws tonight. ...37-26... Thurston still with the lead. As Eaton misses the second as well, and the rebound goes to Miller for the Colts. They just cannot get their shooting flow going tonight. Lang now passes over to Crist. Crist fakes a pass to Bryant, now keeps it. Now gets it over to Miller. Miller to Castley. Castley now to Lang, as Crist kind of stumbled. And Lang keeps it. Jab step now dribbles into the lane as it poked away and stolen away. Chubb out with it to Biddle. 3-on-2 break. He dribbles inside. Jab step, Euro step in the lane. Up with a shot, gets it to go. And the foul is going to go against Miller. And that is his third foul. As Biddle knocks down the shot. They might have just said that's his fourth foul. Might have been the foul I missed earlier, as he does check out and Stranieri comes in for him. So Biddle to the line to shoot the extra free throw after making the shot, and he gets it to go. So Nate Biddle, 7 points now in the ballgame, 9 rebounds, and Crater back to within 10. Lang dribbles it up slow as there's a minute remaining in the third. Pass over to Bryant at the right wing. Now to Chris. Now back around to Lang. Jab step tries to drive baseline. Cut off by Vranus. Pass outside to Stranieri. Now to Bryant. Now to Castley. Cassidy to the right corner to Chris inside the lane. He's rejected by Biddle as he goes up for the shot. Out with it is Vranus. All the way up the floor, nearly stolen away, but out with it is Nate Horton. Horton now picks up the dribble and passes to Chubb with 30 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Pass out to Vranus, who's going to reset the offense. Vranus with Bryant guarding him. Looks to the sideline and gets the play. Now he's double-teamed, and he's going to dribble left to get a screen by Dantz. There's Chubb wide open, but he doesn't see him. And so Vranus dribbles back out near and then finally does pass to Chubb now that he's covered. 15 seconds left, and again, Vranus is double-teamed out near the midcourt stripe. Great defense by Thurston as it knocked away. Thought they might have had a travel. Throws it all the way across the court to Biddle. Biddle up with a shot, and he gets it to go with 3 seconds left. Lang with the inbound. Shoots a midcourt shot at the buzzer. No good, and what a great finish by Crater as a sort of a desperation play ends up going to the 6'10 guy who just rises over the top of the defense and gets the shot to go down. So a quarter that was pretty well dominated by Thurston for most of it ends up being closer than they would have liked. So as we head to the fourth, just a 6-point lead for the Colts, 37-31 here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mix Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
What up, everybody? Thank you for joining me tonight. Alex Braga here from Thurston High School with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. 37-31, Thurston on top of Crater. Both of these teams still vying for essentially second place in the Midwestern League behind Churchill. Churchill right now 13-3 overall, 8-0 in league. Willamette 6-2 in league, Crater 5-2, and Thurston 5-3. So a win tonight, vital for Thurston. And so far, so good, a 6-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. It's going to be Crater with the basketball. Vranus out near the midcourt stripe. Pass over to Chubb on the left side. Now cross-court pass to Dantz on the right. Into the game is Grant Stark for Thurston. He's guarding Dantz. Now inside to Biddle. Biddle going to shoot a little fade around hook, fadeaway hook shot. Can't get it to go. Rattles around and up, but the rebound goes to Vranus. He passes outside to Horton, who thought about a three. Now he gets it over to Biddle. Biddle gets a screen. He steps back and shoots a three, and he knocks it down. And that is why the college coaches are salivating over this kid. It's because he's 6'10", 200 pounds, and can knock down a three-pointer whenever he wants to. 37-34. Thurston now up by three. All of a sudden, we have ourselves a ball game. Cassidy on the left wing. Inside to Stark. Now back out to Cassidy. Pump fake. Over to Chris, left open again. Instead, he gives it over to Lang, who dribbles inside off his screen, and what's the foul? I think they got Vranus for trying to fight through the screen by Chris. Not sure I like that call at all. Everything looked okay. But the foul called, and that is the fifth against Crater in the second half. And Cassidy to inbound from the right sideline. Gets it into Lang. Gets a screen from Stark, dribbles left, now leaves it off for Chris. Again, left wide open for three, and this time he strokes it. They are leaving him completely uncovered out there as Biddle's his defender, and he is just staying in the lane, daring him to shoot it. And Chris is going to make a few of those, and Thurston now back up by six after the made three. Biddle now with the ball out near the free throw line. Double team now passes outside. Three ball on the way for Crater is no good, and the rebound goes to Stark. It was Horton who ended up shooting it and couldn't get it to fall. Chris all the way up the floor. Over to Cassidy. Now to Stark. Over to Lang. Lang pump fake. Now leaves it outside for Stark. He dribbles right. Pass over to Bryant. Now he sets a screen for him. Bryant dribbles inside the lane. Up with a floater off the glass with the left hand. That is a pretty shot by Trey Bryant. And Thurston back up by eight. Vranus quickly across the timeline. Over to Biddle. Biddle with Bryant guarding him. Now gets a screen. And pump fakes a three, now picks up his dribble and passes all the way out near the midcourt for Vranus. Vranus with Lang guarding him, dribbles right. Now pass outside to Chubb. Chubb thought about a three. Instead gets it to Dantz. Dantz going to put up a top of the key three, no good. And that's the big man shooting probably outside of his range. Rebound goes to Lang, up to Bryant. Outside to Chris. Chris going to dribble inside. Pump fake. goes up with an up and under shot against Biddle, and he gets it to go. Cade Crist with 5 points here in the fourth quarter, 5.5 minutes remaining in the game. Thurston back up by double digits. Vranus hands off to Biddle. Biddle dribbles in, shot, 15-footer, no good. Rebound goes to Crist. All of a sudden, it's Crist taking over this game. To Lang, up to Bryant, no good, but he's fouled. Trey Bryant going to get to go to the line to shoot two, and just when you thought Crater was back in this game, Thurston starts to establish themselves once again. Really, the difference in this game has been that first quarter when Biddle wasn't playing. Bryant knocks it down. 45-34. Just a huge advantage for Thurston in that first quarter, and they used it. Crater kind of closed the gap to make it a 7-point game at the half, then a 6-point game at the end of the third. Bryant knocks down the second free throw, but here in the fourth, starting to run away with things here. Still a lot of time left, but Thurston now up by 12 after the free throws by Bryant. Horton with the ball, has it stolen away. It's Lang with it, up to Crist. Crist going to throw things down. Pass back outside to Lang, who's going to bring it all the way out near the midcourt stripe and slow things down. Vranus guarding him. Now he passes over to Crist on the right wing. Crist surveys, dribbles right now, hands off to Cassley coming back. Cassley's going to reset. Now pass over to Bryant. Bryant with Horton guarding him, dribbles in the lane, up with a floater. No good, but he's fouled again, and it's going to go against Horton again. That is going to be his fourth. And Bryant's going to go to the line again. So with a 12-point lead, Trey Bryant can begin the icing process for Thurston as he misses the first one and then rolled around the rim and just fell off. Seen that a couple of times tonight. Soft rims here at Thurston. Bryant spins it, puts up the second free throw, and that's off the front rim, no good. Rebound goes to Crater. That's big. Kruger Edwards out with the board. Gets it up to Biddle, again dribbling up against Lang. Picks up his dribble, now passes to the free throw line. Now back outside to Chubb on the left wing. He dribbles off of the screen. Outside to Biddle. Biddle dribbles in against Lang, goes right at the rim with a thunderous right-hand dunk. And timeout on the floor by Crater. After the dunk by Nate Biddle, my goodness. Clear out the lane. You don't want any part of that if you're on defense. Full timeout. We'll go ahead and step away. 4:24 left in the ballgame. 10-point lead for the Colts. 46-36 here at 95-3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Ah, what it must be like to be 6'10". All I would do is dunk a basketball. Literally, I wouldn't spend my free time doing anything else other than just dunking all day long. Alex Braga here from Thurston High School. 46-36, Thurston with the lead over Crater. As Nate Biddle trying to bring him back, just threw down a really big dunk, which led to a timeout called on the floor by the Comets. Thurston to inbound. In the backcourt, breaking the press easily is Lang. He leaves it off for Stark, and Stark lays it in. Grant Stark with two, and that time Crater just lost track of Lang. Vranus the other way. He's bumped before he goes up with a shot. He got the layup to fall. See who the foul's against. Looks like they got Stark for it. And that's Stark's first. And so Crater to inbound, fourth team foul against Thurston. Vranus gets it to Biddle. Biddle immediately shoots a three over Lang and gets it to fall. In rhythm, he just knocks that bad boy down, and they're back to within nine. Lang in the backcourt breaks the press pretty easily against three players. Now he's going to dribble inside, leaves it off for Alonzo. Rejected as he goes up for the shot, but Lang gets it back and shoots it up and scores. Heads up play by Isaac Lang. Brandis now up the floor quickly. Oh boy, Biddle was calling for it and he didn't see him. Now he gets it to him on the right wing with Lang guarding him. Dribbles left, screen. Now he leaves it off, stolen away by Christ. Chris coming the other way. Three on one. Goes right at Biddle. Lays it up. Can't get it to fall, but the rebound goes to Bryant. Bryant going to reset. Gets it out to Alonzo, who gets it out to Lang. Lang over to Chris. And Chris hands it off to Bryant. Bryant now to Alonzo, who's going to reset the offense. He's got Kruger Edwards guarding him out all the way out near the midcourt stripe. Now he dribbles inside. Goes up with a shot. Good. And the foul. See who it's against. Biddle was there, but instead it's called against Kruger Edwards. That is his fourth. As Grant Stark checks out to a rounding applause from the bench and the fans behind the bench. And Alonzo, who got the shot to fall, also gets the free throw to go. 53-39. Thurston on top as we approach 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Thurston looking to close it out. And another steal as Vranus dribbled into the lane and Alonzo just took it from him. Now Alonzo dribbling it up. Through the legs, pass over to Christ. Christ dribbles right, gets it over to Bryant. Pressure defense now by Crater, and Bryant immediately dribbles into the lane, leaves it off for Christ, up with a shot off the glass, and in. Too much penetration by this Thurston offense. And that is with Biddle on the floor in that lane. They are doing a fantastic job of passing the ball. Biddle dribbles right. Now he gets it inside. Up with the lane, up and good is Blake Eaton. And the assist goes to Biddle and Crater. And we got a timeout off of that basket by Crater as they trail by 14. They need to figure out something defensively to limit the Thurston Colts as we have 2:30 remaining in the ballgame. Thurston 55, Crater 41 here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mix Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
55-41, Thurston on top of Crater. Trey Bryant with the inbound. He leaves it off for Miller, and Miller can't get the shot to fall. Rebound goes to Nate Biddle. That's his 10th of the game. He dribbles up the floor, leaves it off for Eaton. They need a bucket. Back outside to Biddle now. Cross court to Chubb. Chubb going to shoot a baseline. Three rattles around and out. And the rebound goes to Miller for the Colts. He passes up to Alonzo. It's a two-on-one if he wants it. He's going to dribble all the way in, leaves it off for Bryant, who's going to reset the offense. Probably smart, and he's bumped as he dribbles out near the three-point line. And reaching in, getting the foul is Hunter Chubb. That is his first foul. And the ninth team foul of Crater in the second half. And so Bryant, who has shot free throws well here in the fourth, is going to get to shoot two more. See. One-on-one, the official says, but that's not right. As Bryant knocks down the first free throw. 56-41. Thurston running away with this one here in the fourth. Just a six-point game heading into the quarter. Offense and defense has been great for the Colts tonight. Bryant knocks down the second free throw as well. And Thurston extends the lead to 16 points. With 2 minutes remaining, Biddle gets a handoff pass from Vranus. Now to Eaton. Eaton dribbles inside, tries to pass it out. Nearly stolen away. Chubb comes out with it. Shoots a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound to Crater. It's going to go to Chubb. And now Chubb gets it outside to Biddle. Now to Eaton. Now back to Biddle. He's got Lang all in his grill. Dribbles right off of a screen. He's bumped by Miller, and that's a foul. Miller doesn't like it, but he absolutely got him at the body. So 1:35 left. It's going to be Mason Miller's fifth foul, and he doesn't like it, but he has to take a seat on the bench to close out this one. Mason Miller, a heck of a ball game tonight, but it's going to end on the bench for the Colts. Inbounding the ball. Now outside to Biddle is Crater. He picks up his dribble. Now over to Vranis. Vranis on the right side. They got to get up some shots here. Nathan Johnson on the right side leaves it off for Biddle. Now Biddle's going to shoot a fadeaway three. No good. Rebound goes to Crater as Vranis got the board, but he stepped on the end line as he got it. And the ball is going to be turned over right back to Thurston. So it's basically all but done now as Bryant gets the inbound, gets it up to Alonzo. Alonzo extending, goes right at the rim, up with a shot, no good. Rebound to Stranieri, who takes it away from a Crater player and then puts it up for the easy lay-in. Coming the other way, now stolen away by Bryant. Bryant going to go up, leave it off for Lang. Now back to Bryant, up in the lane. Oh, he can't get it to fall. And the rebound goes to Biddle, who is fouled. And Lang, kind of a look of frustration, is like, man, there's not much more I can do there, Trey. Set you up with the easiest lane in your life. You got to make that one. And we got a timeout on the floor by Thurston. They're just going to talk about how they want to close out this game. And it is going to be a big win for the Thurston Colts. 1 minute, 2 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Thurston 59, Crater 41 here on the score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Right now, Lay's Kettle Chips or family-sized potato chips are $1.99 a bag. Save $5 on Planters Jumbo Whole Cashews or Deluxe Mixed Nuts. Icy mornings are easier with a Hopkins Snowbrush or Sub-Zero Arctic Guard Windshield Cover, now $7.77 each. And Victor Allen Classic Roast Ground Coffee is $2 off. Our Super Warehouse Sale is still going on. Shop and save at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
59-41, Thurston on top of Crater. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the game. Alex Braga here from Thurston High School with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Head over to Bi-Mart.com, find your nearest location. They also have weekly cyber deals. You can still get your flu shot at Bi-Mart, too. I'm just saying. Get your flu shot. Don't get people sick. Don't get yourself sick. Brandis gets the inbound, dribbles it up now for Crater. Leaves it off into the corner. A three ball on the way, rejected by Stranieri. And it goes out of bounds as Braden Ray tried to put up the three. He's hit one earlier today. Stranieri just sent that one right out of bounds. And immediately Ray comes out. I think he's hurt, grabbing his left shoulder. And Chubb comes in for him. And Isaac Lang going to get to take a seat. Little curtain call. Gets a standing ovation from the standing room only crowd here at Thurston High School. 18-point lead. No reason for him to keep playing in this one. And Isaac Lang in the running for our Player of the Game award tonight. And the official saying Ray not allowed to check out yet. Because they say he was fouled. I must have missed that. So Ray shoots the free throw and gets it to fall. So I think what they called is a foul after the block went out of bounds. And so that was a one-on-one. And Ray knocked it down. Second one also good. And they're still not going to sub him out. I guess his shoulder's doing okay. Inbound goes to Bryant. He's fouled in the backcourt immediately by Nathan Johnson. He even looks at the official. Like, both players in that were looking at each other like, that was a foul? Okay. I know the defender, Nathan Johnson, wasn't trying to foul him. And he kind of just put his hands on him. And it was enough for the official to call it. And Bryant was like, man, I didn't think we were fouling. Okay. And the Crater player was like, I didn't think we were either. All right. Bryant knocks down the first free throw. Thurston up by 17. 50 seconds left. This is an impressive win for the Colts. I mean, take out the fact that Biddle wasn't in there in the first quarter. They have dominated this game since that quarter, even including that quarter. Stranieri on the breakaway, coming off a steal, and he lays it in. Boy, the defense has been great for Thurston tonight. 35 seconds left. They're up by 20 all of a sudden. And Vranus tries to throw a pass to Biddle. He's not paying attention, and it goes out of bounds. From bad to worse for Crater as they close out tonight with another turnover. So Thurston going to end up taking both games with Crater this year. And again, they beat them in the semifinals last year on their way to the state championship. Alonzo to inbound. Now to Castley in the backcourt. And he's going to dribble up slow, and I think Crater's just going to let him do it. And they are. They're going to back off. Pass over to Bryant on the right wing. Kind of pump fakes, acting like he's going to shoot a three. He has no intention to. Pass over to Alonzo. Got a defender on him. 15 seconds left. Thurston just going to run this bad boy out. And they give it to Stranieri. Really good tight end on the football field. Also a good role player on this basketball team. And he's just going to hold the ball as the clock winds down and we get to our final. Our final here from Thurston. A resounding victory as Thurston tries to remind everybody that they won a state championship last year despite being third in the Midwestern League right now. Our final score here from Thurston, the Colts 63, the Comets 43. When we come back on the other side, I'll get you some final stats and then we'll send you on your way. This has been the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
I'll go without a meal before my kids go without. That's what I do as a mom. That's what I do as a parent.
More than one in five children in Lane County don't have enough to eat. Food for Lane County's Cereal for Youth, Children's Weekend Snack Pack, and emergency food pantries help families with children put food on the table. Visit foodforlanecounty.org to learn more.
Brought to you by Food for Lane County and Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.
Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back. The new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. I am Alex Braga. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Our final score here from Thurston, 63-43. The Colts with a win. They are now 13-4 on the season, 6-3 in the Midwestern League. They have another tough one on deck. They host number one Churchill on Tuesday. The Lancers 13-3 with five straight wins. The Comets now 11-6 overall, 5-3 in the Midwestern League. They're back in Eugene next week where they will face North Eugene, who is 6-10 overall, that game on Tuesday. So with the win, Thurston now actually jumps Crater in the Midwestern League standings, and they are now third place behind Willamette and Churchill. And so Thurston, again, 13-4 overall. That is only behind Churchill with the overall record. So still a long ways to go and a lot of time for Thurston to take the lead in the Midwestern League. But they need something to happen with Churchill. And that could start for them on Tuesday with a big-time matchup against the Lancers. Our game next week is Grants Pass at South Eugene. The Axe, I mentioned that big loss to Roosevelt, Roseburg earlier. The Axe now 12-4, however, overall this season, number 9 in the state right now, while Grants Pass is 5-11. But they're tied up at 1-1 in conference. So a big one for both of them next Friday. That's a 6:45 tip-off here on The Score. Oregon basketball back at it on Sunday against Ernie Kent's Washington State squad. You can join Steve Tannen and myself for the Shepherd Motors pregame show at 4 o'clock live from Sam's Place on Wilson. We're going to have our chat with Matt Chazanow, the play-by-play guy for the Cougars, both basketball and football. Then we'll hand things off to Joey Mack at 4:30 for the 5 o'clock tip-off. You can listen to all of the action right here on The Score. Be sure to check out 95.3thescore.com for their schedule and how to listen online. Although, if you're a fan, I'm not sure that this team is much fun to listen to right now, especially coming off that loss to Washington the other day. I mean, I guess yesterday. That is an impressive new way to lose a basketball game, and they've done that a couple times this year. The UCLA game also comes to mind. Just unbelievable season for the Ducks. It just kind of keeps going downhill, but a good opportunity for a win coming in against a Cougar squad who is frankly not very good at basketball, which, you know, I think that's the goal. Well, before we send you on your way, let's go ahead and get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, our Bi-Mart High School Basketball Player of the Game. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. I'm going to go ahead and go with Isaac Lang. Led the Colts with 17 points, also had 6 rebounds. Just kind of their tempo setter. You know, whenever they need a big play, he's the guy who gets it for them, and he did it tonight. I mean, just steady play on offense, steady play on defense. Does a really good job of getting his teammates involved as well. And so our player of the game tonight for the winning squad, the Thurston Colts, Isaac Lang. Again, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Getting to the rest of the stats, Mason Miller, 11 points and 7 boards. Grant Stark, 2 points and a rebound off the bench. Santino Stranieri, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Dejan Alonzo, just the 4 points tonight and 2 boards. Trey Bryant, 10 points and a rebound. 6 of his points came on free throws down the stretch. Dawson Muggy, 2 points and a rebound. Cade Crist, 11 points and 3 rebounds. No fear tonight going up against the big man, Nate Biddle, inside the key. Again, 11 points and 3 boards, including a 3-pointer he knocked down to the top of the key because they were essentially begging him to shoot it. And he finally did, and he knocked it down. On the other side, Nate Biddle, 17 points and 11 rebounds. Again, that is without playing in the first quarter tonight for unspecified reasons. One assumes it's because of some sort of suspension situation because he checked in immediately at the start of the second quarter. So not really sure what the deal is there. Maybe we'll find out if you read Chris Hansen's article in the Register Guard tomorrow. Kruger Edwards finished with 2 points and 3 boards tonight for Crater. Nathan Johnson, 1 rebound. Blake Eaton, 3 points, a rebound. Hunter Chubb, 3 points, 2 boards. Nate Orton, 3 points and a rebound. Braden Ray finished with 5 points. And Jaden Brainis, 10 points and 3 rebounds for the Comets tonight. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, our final 63-43. Thurston with the win after tonight. The Colts 13-4 overall, 6-3 in the Midwestern League. Now into third place in league. And the Comets 11-6 and 5-3 fall to fourth place in the Midwestern League. Big thanks to everybody out here at Thurston, including AD Justin Stark for the accommodations. For Bethany back in the studio, I am Alex Braga. You've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.